to be talking about savings. And we're joined by four of our listeners from season one of Money Mamas, the podcast. Thank you. Can we get some brief introductions?
Sure. I guess I'll go first. My name is Chloe. I am 34 years old, and I'm actually newly married.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tia. I am also 34 years old and a wife and mother of two.
Hi, everyone. My name is Susan, and I am also 34 years old, and I'm a wife.
Hello, everyone. I'm going to break the cycle. I'm Jada. I am 20 years old, and I'm a recent college graduate.
Well, thank you very much, ladies. We really, really appreciate you joining with us today to discuss this topic of savings. So first of all, I just want to know, why is savings important to you?
Well, I know for me, as a wife and a mother, I have two very young children. So it's really important for me to secure their future and our future as a family by saving and planning ahead so that we put them in a position for success in the future.
Excellent. So you want to create legacy?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
No, guess not.
Okay, so that
good response
summarizes it all.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Well, in preparation for this episode, I was on the internet and I came across an article in Wikipedia, and it was on rules to improving your financial health. So as a money mama, I looked through the information and there was some really good information in that article that talked about how to help people obtain their specific goals regarding savings. So I wanted to talk about some of the steps that they suggest you go through. And the first step is to calculate your personal net worth. Has anybody done that?
Actually, yes. Do you guys remember last season we did that?
Yes, yeah. We sure did.
Yeah, such a great exercise.
It was.
Excellent. Yes, and you're right. That was part of our first season's activities where we had individuals calculate their personal net worth. And what did you find? Was it revealing after you did that exercise?
Yes, very eye-opening to see your financial position on paper. I'll say that for myself. Mm-hmm. Totally agree.
Yeah. Looking at my assets and liabilities, I realize I'm kind of broke.
You have a lot of responsibilities. We'll say it that way.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. And Jada, what about you? I know you're a new college grad. One week ago, college grad?
Yeah, something like that.
So have you ever calculated your personal net worth?
You know, just off the top of my head, I'm going to have to say my net worth is zero. maybe even negative at this point. You know, I'm coming out of college, and that was 4 years where my loving parents paid for the tuition, and all my money was going towards groceries and textbooks and things like that. So, yeah, I'm trying to build up my savings now and start my new life.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That is really kind of a typical situation that you would see. If you were to have a room full of people and they were to calculate their personal net worth, you would typically see that the younger folk, they have either zero or even negative net worth because, as you said, they're just getting out of college, they're paying school loans, they have a lot of obligations, and they have little money to offset those obligations. So normally when you're right out of school, you're at the lower end of the earnings track that you'll have over the life cycle of your earnings. And then as you age and as people get older, they typically will have a higher net worth, personal net worth. And that's because they've had the time to accumulate their houses. They've had the time to purchase vehicles and make investments. And those investments have also had time to grow. So, that is a typical situation for those out there listening to this podcast. I would absolutely tell you to go ahead, if you did not already calculate your net worth last year, go ahead and calculate it now. So just to tell you how that's done, what you need to do is you need to accumulate, well, first of all, get a piece of paper or a spreadsheet or do it in your phone or pick whatever way is best for your lifestyle. And make a list of all of your assets. So your assets are anything of value. So that would be anything in your bank accounts. It would be any jewelry, value of fair market value of any jewelry, value of any vehicles that you have. So just make a list and consolidate all that information in one spreadsheet. Then you're going to offset that by any liabilities. So for instance, if you have a vehicle and you would have that on your asset side, but if you have a car note associated with that vehicle, that note would be on the liability side. So if you have school loans, the amount outstanding is going to be on the liability side. So go through that exercise, and when you subtract liabilities from assets, that is simply going to be your personal net worth. So the only mathematics involved is plus and minus. So I would also like to recommend, if anybody did go through this exercise last year during the first season of Money Mama, the podcast, go ahead and do it again, because you want to track where you are. And you want to see if there's been improvement since you did it a year ago, or, you know, if you need to make some adjustments in your lifestyle. So go ahead and make that an annual ritual that you do, is to calculate your personal net worth same time each year, and just see how it grows, how your net worth grows year after year. Okay, so that's the first step, is the calculating your personal net worth. Now, the second step is building a budget. So has anybody ever built their budget?
Yes. Absolutely.
More than once.
Monthly.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. So can we hear a little bit more about that?
Well, I think building a budget helps you to stay on track with, you know, your income and your expenditures. It definitely will create, you know, an opportunity for anybody really to just see where they are financially and try to stick within their means, basically, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I think one of the hardest things about that, though, is actually staying on track, which was your first insight about a budget. But I definitely think creating one and just seeing what you have is the first step to sticking to it. Mm-hmm. I think everyone should do that.
Got to start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. Those were great comments. And one of the things that I tell people, if you're getting ready to make a budget, forget about the budget for the first 30 days and go ahead and just simply accumulate all of the things that you spend money on in your spreadsheet or on your iPhone. Track it. So before you sit down to build your budget, first track what you actually spend your money on. So for that first 30 days, go ahead. Every time you buy something, just write it down, write the dollar amount, keep your receipts. And then that way you're going to have a basis for building your budget. So once you see where your money actually goes, mm-hmm. because a lot of times people don't even know where their money goes. Mm-hmm. So they know that they get the paycheck, it gets deposited in their account, and then before the end of the month, it's all gone. So this way you can track it. And I think it'll be really revealing. So when you guys built your budget, did you do that? Were you aware of what you were spending money on?
I would say for me, I realized that I ate out a lot more than what I thought, mm-hmm. or would make frivolous purchases in the middle of the night when you're, you know, awake and you're online shopping, kind of, you know, I'll just add this to my cart, it's on sale. And then before you realize, you've had a lot of sale items kind of racked up. So it's just habits that you really don't notice until you kind of write everything down.
Yeah, that's excellent. Does anybody else have any insight on that? I mean, I think that's kind of typical behavior. Mm-hmm. You know, we're kind of like a now generation. Mm-hmm. And so if you can afford it at the moment, you buy it. Yeah. And you're not really thinking long term. So one of the things, or one of the suggestions in this Wikipedia article, really relates to that. It says that once you have looked at what you're spending your money on, where your resources are going, you should now then divide that list into what was really a want versus what was really a need. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that could be really revealing, because of course your needs, it's very hard to cut the needs. So your needs are basic things like shelter, healthcare, transportation, reasonably priced clothing, not designer clothing. That would be more of a
luxury.
Yeah. Luxury, exactly. Same thing with vehicles. I mean, having a vehicle may be a necessity. So that is, that it's a necessity, but having a BMW or having a Mercedes-Benz, that's a want. Mm-hmm. You know, so if you go ahead and you divide that list of things into your needs and your wants, you can then save money right there, because you can make the decision on what you can cut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what were some of the things that you cut? So Chloe, I know you were saying eating out and online shopping. Were there other things that you guys found, other ways to find money?
Starbucks. I know for me, Starbucks, and then not getting my nails done as frequently, because I realized getting your nails done is so expensive.
It is very.
Yeah. Jenga, as a former college student, what do you think would be some of the ways that you could cut? Were there any habits you developed in college that, you know, have to go by the wayside now that you're funding your own life?
Well, yes, actually, the first time I made my budget, I discovered I was spending hundreds of dollars a month on Uber Eats. You know, especially in my later years, you know, junior, senior year, when you're tired of dining hall food and the same stuff around campus, it was just, oh, you know, $25 here, $30 there. Turns out I was spending like $500 a month on just food from Uber Eats.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was something. And then another thing I noticed when I went through all my bank statements is that there were a bunch of subscriptions I was paying for that I don't even use. And so there were things I subscribed to a while ago and then just never thought about again. And, you know, I subscribe to them because it's up $5 a month, $7 a month. Turns out I canceled $40 extra worth of subscriptions a month, which doesn't sound like a lot, but that's $40 I have in my pocket for subscriptions that I was not using and hadn't used in months.
Think about the year. That's hundreds of dollars.
Right.
No, that is such a good point. And that is why this exercise is so important, because you will find money. People who feel like, how am I going to save? I don't have any extra money. You will find through these exercises that everybody's got something that is basically a want that they have prioritized mistakenly as a need.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really excellent. That's really good input. So finally, what I wanted to say to you guys and also to the Money Mamas, the podcast audience, is that one of the techniques that often financial planners use when they have new clients is they tell those clients to pay yourself first. And so so we've laid the foundation, we've established where our money is going, we've calculated our net worth, and we've also made decisions about what is a need versus what is a want. So now the next thing on the list and the final thing on the list for today's podcast would be to pay yourself first. So what I mean by that, because I do want to clarify, what I mean is that you want to prioritize your financial situation before you do anything else with your money. So that could be either savings first and having something like come out of your paycheck and go directly into another account. Or if you are currently have a lot of debt, maybe paying yourself first would mean taking that extra payment or taking that extra money that you've discovered while you were doing your budgeting process and paying down your debt.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that's really key is you don't want to really save money in a savings account if you have a lot of outstanding debt at high interest rates. Because what you can get in a savings account of 1%, maybe a 1.5%, it's eclipsed by the interest you're paying on your debt, which may be 10%, 15%. So for those of you in a lot of debt, prioritize paying off that debt first. But as soon as that debt is paid off, or under control, you want to then start savings. And one of the things I want to recommend is that you open a separate account. Don't put it in with your other money where you're going to pay your bills from. You want a separate account. And even going one step further, you might want to consider using an online bank. And that way you can't just go and get the money out, you know, when you feel like it. It's more of an effort. So you would have to make a decision to take money out of the account. Plus, the online banks, they actually pay higher levels of interest. So that's just something to consider also. So do you have any other questions before we conclude today's episode?
No, it's been very insightful.
It really has.
Okay, excellent. Do you think you're going to go ahead and revisit your budgets and revisit the analysis and make the determination of whether or not you're spending your money on wants or needs?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining today's podcast. The Money Mamas appreciate it, and we look forward to you participating in future podcasts.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye, everyone.
Hello, everyone. We, the members of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Xi Zeta Omega Chapter, thank you for joining us in listening to Money Mamas, the podcast. It is our pleasure to host season 3 of this financial literacy series to empower our community. This podcast falls under the Build Our Economic Wealth initiative of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Soaring to Greater Heights of Service and Sisterhood Administration. I would like to thank the creators and host of Money Mamas, the podcast, who are members of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Monica Miles, Lornia Bowie, and Zonder Saucer. This event is proudly sponsored by the Ivy Foundation of Washington, D.C.